3 years ago, then-President Trump's administration laid out a plan to drastically reduce new HIV infections. While cases are on the decline, the effort has faced significant setbacks. Special correspondent Dr. Alok Patel reports in partnership with the Global Health Reporting Center.
This is Tommy from UAB Outpatient.
Tommy Williams helps to coordinate patient care at the 1917 Clinic at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, one of the longest-running HIV clinics in the country.
Much of all we do actually is around HIV care, which includes treatment and research, community engagement. We also do HIV testing in this clinic as well. Well, I'll see you when you get here, lovely.
Bye. It's Tommy's job to connect patients with all the services at the clinic, including PrEP.
PrEP is a preventative measure for individuals who have a negative HIV diagnosis and their interest is keeping it that way.
PrEP, or pre-exposure prophylaxis, is a remarkably effective way of blocking HIV. When taken as prescribed, about 99% of people on PrEP remain uninfected. It is antiviral medication, very similar to the combination that's used for HIV treatment.
And if you're taking this medication and you're exposed to virus, essentially you have enough of this concentrated medication into wherever you've been exposed to prevent the virus from being able to go into your cells and replicate.
PrEP is the backbone of the U.S. government strategy to meet its stated ambitious goal, a 90% reduction in new cases by 2030.
How you been?
I've been doing good.
And yet Tommy Williams knows that PrEP can be a tough sell.
I've been seeing somebody. It'll be a year in June, so.
I love that. You deserve that. I've always said you deserve to be happy.
Corey Oden was a holdout until Tommy convinced him to start the medications 4 years ago.
I was really against PrEP, but I think I was more against the mentality I thought PrEP made people have. So I was sexually active with people, and those people were like, oh, well, you know, you're not going to have sex with me with a condom now because I'm on PrEP, but baby, I'm not. You know, so what about me? What about me? So I hated that.
Oh, my goodness.
I hated that.
CDC guidelines say PrEP should be taken by anyone who is sexually active and at high risk for infection. But nationwide, fewer than 1 in 4 of these people has a prescription. And amid the other longstanding challenges, the COVID pandemic landed like a ton of bricks.
Prior to the COVID pandemic, we were actually doing really well.
Dr. Monica Gandhi oversees HIV care at San Francisco General Hospital.
And I was seeing very few barriers to hopefully by 2030 getting to the end of the epidemic in San Francisco. Essentially, our homeless population increased, and so did substance use.
COVID, I know everywhere there were some setbacks.
Lance Toma is CEO of the San Francisco Community Health Center, which offers PrEP, HIV care, and other services to some of the city's most vulnerable residents.
With HIV, we were trying to build community. We're trying to break isolation. And so when COVID hit and we had to actually support people to isolate and even quarantine at times, this had dramatic impact.
Which way should we go?
Eddie?
Okay.
When COVID arrived, the center had to adapt and fast. Miguel Ibarra leads one of its outreach teams.
We developed these mobile teams that would go out and vaccinate people twice a week.
Once that was in place, they began to expand the services.
And we provided rapid syphilis testing, rapid HIV testing, rapid hep C testing to people. And if they wanted to get on PrEP, for example, we could provide that service in that moment and then do a lot of follow-up.
It's almost like it took COVID to get people to unify and pay attention to healthcare access, awareness, preventative measures, and to get people to finally focus on it. Is that what you're kind of feeling?
Yeah, I mean, it's true because I think initially there was some chaos that happened, which it just forced us to coordinate better amongst different providers and actually like be more engaged with people and go leave our sites and actually go to them and find them and hang out with them and stay with them and make sure that they had everything that they needed.
But then last month came a new hurdle. A federal judge in Texas struck down a requirement, part of the Affordable Care Act, which says all private health insurance plans have to cover PrEP. If the ruling stands, many people will face a sticker price of about $2,000 a month. Lance Thomas says there would be a ripple effect, not just for people on private health plans.
And if we start to chip away at what's guaranteed, whether it's an employer-based coverage or a Medicare, that erodes trust in all of these prevention efforts. You know, PrEP we know works. We know HIV treatment works. It's infuriating.
Insurance hassles and cost are just two of the reasons that PrEP coverage remains low. From California to Alabama and nearly everywhere in between.
Hey, Tom.
The decision to start on PrEP is deeply personal. For many, bringing it up with a doctor is hard.
It's a lot of stigma attached to PrEP because it's like, why are you taking that? Like, are you gay? Is that why you're taking PrEP?
The idea that you're in a rural community that is oftentimes extremely conservative, highly impoverished, everyone knows each other. And so they said, I would never feel comfortable accessing PrEP.
It's Truvada for PrEP.
Even with widespread advertising from companies like Gilead, there's still a lack of awareness, especially among young people.
I believe one of the many reasons that the kids aren't accessing PrEP is because either they don't, believe it or not, know about it. And if they know about it, they don't really understand it, or they are not, like, accurately identifying their level of risk.
But in some ways, the prospects are looking better. And according to Dr. Leticia Ilopre, one big reason is a new medication, a new, longer-lasting formulation of PrEP.
Did you have any questions about long-acting, the cabotegravir injection?
The new version is given as an injection rather than a daily pill. Patients only need to come for a shot every 2 months, making it far easier to stick with the regimen.
Do you want to remain on the injectable PrEP or go back to the daily pill?
The injectable.
Okay.
And then now it's like, okay, I've never gotten my shot. I'm good for my shot until my next appointment. So I don't forget to take the pill.
The FDA approved widespread use of these injections late last year.
I'm hopeful. I think we always have to be hopeful that there's going to be these advancements and they're going to improve some of the disparities that we see.
Even longer-lasting versions are under development, a step towards protection that patients barely have to think about, maybe inching us closer to the end of HIV in America. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Dr. Alok Patel.
And you can learn more about the fight against AIDS by watching NOVA's Ending HIV in America. That's later tonight here on PBS and on the PBS video app.